Finally today, the school year is wrapping up, but we're always thinking about education, and as part of our Global Nation education coverage, we're asking immigrants and refugees to tell us about their first school days here in America. First up is Tanzeed Saqib from Bangladesh. He's currently an eighth grader in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
I was 10 years old when I arrived in fourth grade, and I was chubby. I didn't know much English, and the thing I most remember about the first day of school is me falling down in front of everyone, right, as I was taking my seat for the first time. So the teacher goes, who would like to sit next to him? And one of the kid pulls the desk next to him that was empty and goes, I'll sit next to him. So as I was walking towards the desk and when I reached there, I pulled out the chair to sit on it, and another kid went behind the chair and pulled it, and I fell. And since I was chubby, it made a lot of noise, and all the kids started laughing, and I was embarrassed. The teacher came up to me as soon as I got up. She said, oh, I'm sorry this happened, and she gave attention to the kid that pulled the chair, and she apologized like 3 or 4 times. And the most striking difference in school here than there is the teachers being nice. Here, they don't abuse the kids. They're not aggressive with the kids as in Bangladesh. They hit the kids for as simple as just telling them to move their seat or just standing up. If they don't stand up, right, as soon as you tell them to stand up, they'll hit the kids. For me, like, as a kid, I only got hit once, and that was because I forgot my homework. Homework in Bangladesh, it's hard. Like, sometimes they're going to tell you to complete a whole notebook just writing how your life is and stuff. And, like, you're going to have to finish the whole notebook. And they'll count the notebook for page by page. Whereas, they'll give you homework, but it's not much. And when it is much, like, you'll get less homework from other classes. In fourth and fifth grade, it was tough. They used to call me, Indian and terrorist and stuff. And they also messed up things like that. But they all stop in one point when they find out about your life and how it really is. Like, in eighth grade now, nobody's going around calling me an Indian or terrorist. Everybody loves me. I'm one of the loudest guy and one of the friendliest guy in this whole school.
Tanzeed Saqib is just finishing eighth grade in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I bet you have a story about your first school days in the United States. What was it like for you adjusting to student life here? Head over to PRI.org and tell us about it. By the way, we got curious about Tanzeed's memories of corporal punishment in his school in Bangladesh. A 2009 UNICEF report found that 9 in 10 children had experienced physical punishment in school in Bangladesh. The Ministry of Education banned the practice in 2011, but UNICEF says implementation of that ban still has a long way to go. We'll leave it there today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you tomorrow.